Boats are duking it out in the crowded Naknek River Special Harvest Area. Fishing is slow in Igigik, and the Nooshigak District is still breaking records. Welcome back to another Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's Monday, July 9th. I'm your host, Avery Lill. Happy to be here with you this evening.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Coming up on tonight's show, some perspective on the NERSHA from shore and from on water. We'll also hear from area management biologist Paul Salamone about fishing in Igigik and escapement in Ugashik. Then we'll hear from an Igigik drift captain about what he's catching.
It's just been slow going. It hasn't been a normal year.
That and more on tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support for KDLG is made possible by generous support from the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association, advocating for fishermen, online at bristolbayfishermen.org. Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing, serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
Let's get this show started with those numbers. The Bristol Bay Daily Run Summary starting in Ugashik. No catch today because they're not fishing. The cumulative harvest for the district stands at 411,000. Daily escapement today was 12,200 sockeye for a cumulative 105,000. The in-river estimate on the Ugashik River, 50,000 sockeye. The total run sits at 566,000. In Igigik, 59,000 sockeye caught yesterday for a season cumulative of 1.7 million. Daily escapement, 16,000 for a cumulative escapement of 1 million. In river estimate on the Igigik River, 18,000. So the total run to Igigik right now sits at 2.7 million. The Naknek-Quijack posted a daily catch of 151,000 yesterday for a cumulative catch of 1.3 million this season. Daily escapement, 259,300, for a cumulative escapement in the district of 1.7 million. In river estimate on the Quijack River was 200,000, so the total run to the district sits at 3.3 million. Breaking down escapement by river, the Alagnak River posted 43,200 escapement yesterday, for a cumulative 236,000. Quijack, 190,800 escapement for a cumulative 613,000, in river estimate 200,000. Naknek River, 25,000 escapement for a cumulative 945,000. In the Nooshigak District, yet another big catch, 880,000, 14.1 million catch cumulative as of yesterday. Escapement was 336,000 on all three rivers for a cumulative escapement of 5.6 million. Total run to the Nooshigak District sits at 19.7 million. Breaking down escapement by river, yesterday the Nooshigak River saw escapement of 982 kings for a season cumulative 78,895. Sockeye, 46,600 made it past the Portage Creek sonar for a season total of 605,000. Chum, 9,000 up the Nooshigak River for a season cumulative of 553,000 escapement. On the Wood River, 272,000 sockeye made it past the tower yesterday and another 25,000 this morning before 6 a.m. That puts the season total at 4.8 million sockeye. The Agushik Tower counted 17,000 yesterday with another 5,000 this morning before 6 a.m. That puts the season total at 230,000. The Togiak Counting Tower saw 6,600 sockeye yesterday and another 550 before 6 a.m. That puts the season total at 16,000. Sockeye per drift delivery in Igigik, 178. Naknek-Quijack, 329. Nooshigak, 1,023. Let's look at where the boats are. In Igigik, 254 permits registered on 212 vessels. In 48 hours, 218 vessels. Right now, there are 42 D boats. In the Naknek-Quijac, 318 permits, 276 vessels, 42 D boats. And in 48 hours, there'll be 284 vessels. In the Nooshigak, 929 permits on 686 vessels, 241 D boats, 724 vessels in 48 hours. In Togiak, 38 permits on 38 vessels. Those numbers will remain steady for 2 days. In Nugashik, 120 permits on 92 vessels, 28 D boats, 93 vessels in 48 hours. Moving to Area M, commercial salmon fishing by set gillnet and seine gear will be allowed 36 hours from 6 a.m. Tuesday, July 10th, until 6 p.m. Wednesday, July 11th, in the Unimak District, Southwestern District, South Central District, and Shumagin Island section of the Southeastern District. Commercial salmon fishing by drift gillnet gear will be allowed for 36 hours Tuesday, July 10th through Wednesday, July 11th in Unimak and Ikatan Bay section of the Southwestern District. Yesterday, Area M saw a harvest of 12 king salmon and 35,420 sockeye. That puts the season total at 8,363 Chinook and 1.2 million sockeye. We're still waiting on numbers from Port Moeller to see if the Pandalus was able to fish today. It's been weathered out for 2 days. That's it for your numbers.
Support for KDLG comes from Alaska Eagle Eye, locally owned and operated with car, truck, tool, equipment, and adventure gear rentals at the King Salmon Airport. Committed to getting you on your way in Bristol Bay. Reservations at 246-CARS.
Support for KDLG comes from Nomar in Homer, Alaska, working year-round to make gear for Alaska fishermen and offering brailer and slush bags for the fishing season. Information at nomaralaska.com or 1-800-478-8364.
For the first time in 11 years, fishermen are restricted to fishing inside the Naknek River in the Naknek-Quijac District. That entails over 100 drift boats in a confined space competing for sockeye. From the shore, it looks like chaos. KDLG's Mitch Borden was among the hundreds of spectators who turned out this weekend to watch the in-river fishery first opener.
Fishing boats are racing around the mouth of the Naknek River as their crews cast out nets to try and catch as many sockeye as possible.
So all you can see is corks everywhere, corks, just corks and buoys flying, and they're right here at the edge of the water. You could light that guy's cigarette right there on the bow of that boat if you had to.
Bumper Metcalf stands watching from the shore with hundreds of others who turned out to watch the madness of the Naknek Special Harvest Area. It's been 11 years since the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, or ADFNG, forced fishermen into the Naknek River to help the nearby Quijac River get enough salmon into its waters to ensure future runs. For fishermen, this is a headache, but for people like Metcalf, it means a great show.
I was so excited when I heard the announcement. I woke my cousin up, they're gonna fish in the river!
The line, which is the edge of the district where fishermen are allowed to fish, is usually far from shore. But when the special harvest area is activated, it's only a few feet from the beach. Letitia Wilkinson is a set netter who came out to watch the drift boats fight over fish. She says tonight has made her summer.
Boats are all over each other. You got nets in front of boats, boats almost running over buoys, and they aren't even really catching that much.
Man, what a mess. They're all fighting over a couple of fish.
Rose Michelson is in her 80s and is an experienced fisherman. She's currently sitting in her truck watching the boats navigate the scrum and throw out their lines in front of each other, which is known as corking.
Do you think people are corking people off right now?
They sure are. One boat will lay out and another one lay right in front of them.
Tonight, a few spectators have seen some boats collide, but not too many. One person says you'll start seeing more vessels crash into each other as more salmon flood the river. For all the chaos, fishermen aren't seeing a big return for their work. The average delivery, according to ADFNG, this opening was only around 331 sockeye, which really isn't a lot. It's rainy, chilly, and from the look of it, stressful on the water. But on the beach, things are pretty relaxed. Rose has a simple explanation for this.
It's more fun to watch from the beach than to be fighting the line down here.
For now, the craziness of the special harvest area will continue for fishermen and won't let up until the sockeye season ends or more salmon make it into the Kwajak River. In Naknek, I'm Mitch Borden.
Ante Vukic was a skipper on the vessel Maria D and was one of the fishermen in the Nersha this weekend. He got a break this evening as set netters get an opener. I spoke with him on the phone this afternoon.
Well, they are going very slow, you know, fishing in the river. It's pretty crowded. The fish is concentrated only in one area, on the north side beach or the Atlantic mouth. You have to fight. I mean, this is not fishing anymore. This is like a bubble.
So what is your strategy when you're in the special harvest section? How do you, it's not normal fishing.
Right. Well, usually, you know, if you're not fighting at the line, the first opener, like first couple hours, it counts. You know, some of the fish comes through the barricade there. And if you really want to get more fish, you have to go fight with the guys down on the line. And they're banking the boats, they're twisting the nets together. And it's a total house.
And are you one of the guys on the line?
And no, not really. I mean, sometimes I go, but I'm not really, you know, I'm the old-timer and I don't like that kind of fishing, you know. I enjoy fishing, but not fighting for the fish.
Fair enough. And how long have you been in Naknek Kwajak now?
I'm sorry?
When did you switch from Igigik to Naknek Kwajak District?
About a week ago.
And what made you make that decision?
Well, because the Igigik was pretty slow. And
this is where you're staying.
Yeah, this is where I'm staying, and this is where I'm going to end the season. No more moving. Actually, I was on my way to Nushikak, and 2 hours in the drive, I had a breakdown, so I had to return to Naknek.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then in the meanwhile, the season was changed, and unfortunately...
Man, bad luck. That's awful.
Well, it happens. It happens. There's always next year for us fishermen. But just hoping, like I said, for Kwajak to come in. So we live in hope, you know, that something will change. And if not, like I said, you know, there's always the next year.
Escapement is down on the Ugashik River, and fishing has been closed there for a couple of days to try to get more sockeye upriver. Here's area management biologist Paul Salamone. So escapement is below where you'd like it to be in Ugashik. Tell me a little bit about that situation. How far below is it where we'd like it to be?
We have 100,000 past the tower, and we need 600, and we have some number in river which we haven't really defined well yet.
Do you have some kind of idea of how hard the fish are pushing? I know the most recent announcement said it looked like there was an uptick in the in-river fish.
There was a slight little bump last night, and it was a little bit lower this morning. So we do have some passage in there that's above what we've been seeing. We had earlier in the season, we had a little bit of a bump, and it didn't materialize in as big a numbers as it appeared when it first happened. What we have in there now is a little bit bigger than that. We're going to need to see some sustained movement before we can think about going fishing again.
And in Igigik and in the Naknek Kwajak, 2.2s and 2.3s seem to be the missing component. Is that something similar in Ugashik, or is it just the run in general is not showing? Do you have an idea?
We weren't expecting many 2-check fish there this year, so that's not affecting Ugashik in the same way it's affecting the Kwajak and Igigik. We did have low expectations going into the season for Ugashik. The forecast was 3 million total run. That's been kind of near the long-term average, but the last couple of years it's been 5 and 6 million. So we have seen kind of years where this number is, or the number we were expecting was around, but it looks like it's coming in below forecast right now.
And where would you expect it to be at this point in the season?
Well, our total run that we have knowledge of, not counting the fish that are in river, that are still in transit to Towers, just a little over 500,000 fish. That includes the escapement plus what we've caught down there. That's a very low number for this time of year. I'm looking back through time to see a couple examples, see if there's anything there I can compare it to. And there are two or three, and they are all fairly small runs. The run timing varies slightly between them, but they ended up being somewhat less than 2 million total run.
And which years were those?
2003 leaps out, and 2004 and 1998, I believe, is another one I'm looking at.
Gotcha. So probably not just looking at a late run, but looking at a low run to Ugashik at this point.
A weak run, but I got to qualify that with this is normally the time we see the bulk of the traditional Ugashik run show up. Right now, in the next 4 or 5 days, the traditional peak is around the 10th or the 11th. So kind of anticipating that, we're watching to see if we get some numbers out of what might be out there. And if we do, then we'll certainly be looking at providing some opportunity. But the overall thing is to try to make sure we get the escapement.
That makes sense. And then talking about the Igigig River Special Harvest Area, that's been open. How is that going?
We're in a little bit of a lull in the run right now. Being inside the river helps quite a bit with the reduced fleet we have. We're able to control the passage quite well. That's also a combination of not many fish being there. We're playing kind of second fiddle to the Naknek River Special Harvest Area on that one. When that gets triggered, Igigig automatically goes in, and it's a measure to help protect Kwijak stocks.
And does it concern you at all for the Kings or anything like that with the health of the river, having all of the boats in the special harvest area?
We're towards the tail end of the King run in most years right now, and I think we've gotten some good passage upriver. We specifically left a lot of blank spaces early to provide some opportunities for Kings to get up. That's one of the reasons we have the 3-day-a-week schedule early in the season instead of a 4-day-a-week schedule, is to provide King opportunity. Or opportunities for Kings to get upriver. We also have a mesh size restriction that's in regulation annually, to 5.5 or less, to protect Kings. So we do have measures built into the system to provide for some Kings to get upriver.
And it looks like the sockeye per drift delivery is pretty low coming out of Igigig. Are folks getting antsy, can you tell?
Yeah, I would say that's a strong yes. One last comment is that we're looking good for escapement in Igigig, so we can afford to fish a little bit here. And we've been kind of pulsing the escapement. If there's some number of fish headed to the district here in the near future, I may try and find a way to get some of those upriver as well.
Mike Krause, skipper of the fishing vessel Erlene, is one of those Igigig district fishermen. He's got some eyes on the water perspective from the district.
It's just been pretty slow fishing. There hasn't been any volume of fish for us anyway, and from what the tender deliveries have, so it's just been slow going. It hasn't been a normal year.
And how long have you been fishing Igigig?
Off and on for 30 years.
And when you're thinking about this year in context of other years, is it low within the realm of normal, or is this a dramatically low year?
Yeah, this is just kind of an anomaly, especially what they put out. Predictions for this year, I think we're about 2.5 million fish here, and they predicted a total run of 9.2 and, you know, a catch of over 7, and we're just not seeing the fish here.
So are you thinking you're probably going to stick around there, or you're likely to move?
I think with the low numbers of fish returning to like Naknek, and with them in the special harvest area, that's kind of out of the question. And from what I've heard about Ugashik on the radio, there's no reason to go there either, and I've never been to the Nooshigat, so I'm stuck here hoping and praying that the fish are going to show up.
And tell me a little bit about why it's hard to go to a district that you haven't been in before. What makes that logistically difficult?
Mostly just because my group of fishermen that I have for radio group members, most of them are in this area, in the Naknek area, and it's just the self-doubt of going somewhere new and not having that web of other fishermen, you know, to help find fish or me to help them find fish. So I just don't go out of my comfort zone. So That's why I stick on the east side here.
But it feels kind of late in the game to start a new radio group over there.
Yeah, exactly. And it always seems like when you switch somewhere, then you wait your 48 hours, and it's lighting up when you leave. And it's just like, oh, man, what did I do? So I'm just going to stick it out here until the bitter end and see what happens.
Fair enough. Can't catch yesterday's fish.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys are in a special harvest area as well. How is that going? Is it pretty crowded?
It's not too bad. You know, there's, you know, what is 300 boats or something here, and it's not too crowded. There's plenty of room. You know, if there's 500 or 600, then it wouldn't be much fun. So there's plenty of room. It's just nice to have that, you know, be able to go out to the 135 line, and that. Now we're kind of crowded in the river, but it's not too bad.
Good deal. Nobody's corking each other off or anything like that. Like we're seeing a knack-knack.
No. Yeah, it's still pretty mellow. No one's flew off the handle yet.
That's good. Anything else that people should know about what it's looking like in Igigik right now?
It's a slow going. It's just trudging along and hoping there's going to be some fish show up.
I hear you. Well, best of luck to you out there. Thank you so much for doing the update with me.
Yep, thank you guys for what you do.
And now for a change of pace. Let's turn to the Nooshigak District, where sockeye keep coming in strong. Here's area management biologist Tim Sands. So we're still seeing big catch and big escapement in the Nooshigak District, and we've broken another record. Tell me what we're seeing.
Well, last year, you know, we set the escapement on the Wood River. That record was 4,274,224, and we've blown past that. We're 4.8 million up there now, and no real sign of it slowing down in any real sense. I could see us hitting 6 million up there. We're fishing as hard as we can, and that's just the way it's going.
And what records do we have left to break in the Nooshigak District?
Well, we haven't broken the total run record yet. That was set last year at 20,027,000, and we're about 19.1 million now. So I'm hoping today we'll break that. We'll find that out tomorrow. And, you know, who knows what other – I mean, the catch record, every day is a new record there. Every day's a new record on Wood River Escapement. But, yeah, it's good.
And with all this catch and escapement, I'm imagining some boats are getting antsy to transfer into the district. What are your thoughts on waiving the transfer time?
So we can't waive the transfer period until we hit the mid-range escapement goal on all three rivers. That means we need 635,000 fish on the Nooshigak, and we'll probably hit that sometime today. And 275,000 at Agushik. And that one, we're at 217. So that one's going to take a few more days. That might not happen until Wednesday or Thursday.
And is there anything else that folks should know about fishing in the Nooshigak?
There is no mechanism for us to open the Wood River to the drift fleet. It is set net only as long as they're behind on the allocation, and they are behind on the allocation.
Before we go, we've got some messages to the fleet. To Rick Kello, we love and miss you. Come home soon. Your wife and kids in Arizona. The fishing vessel Kathmandu sends a big thank you to Chip Tillman and Peter Pan dock crew. Also thanks to Mike Holmes and Chris McDonald. Fishing vessel Kathmandu was able to get fixed up and back fishing because of the talent and care of the great Peter Pan Seafoods team. A shout out for the boys on the Maggie B from Kate at the Togiak Tower. Togiak is breathtaking. Wish you all could see it. No bears yet, but the fish are just getting going. Hope you're killing it in the Noosh. I'm with you in spirit. If you're lucky, Avery will play some Fleetwood Mac for you. P.S. I made sourdough hotcakes this morning. Sending love your way from Kate. You are in luck. I'll get the Fleetwood Mac song on right after this fish report. Another song request from the Togiak Tower. Detto is requesting She Is My Everything by John Prine for Perry Lee at the Wood River Tower. The last message is to Roy Dickinson from Camas, Washington, on the fishing vessel The Miss Christian, from Your Lady Autumn. I am waiting patiently with love and support at home for your safe return. I miss you terribly and love you very much. Cheers and stay salty, my sweet man. That message comes from Autumn to Roy Dickinson. It also comes with a song request, Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. For your marine weather forecast in Bristol Bay, tonight a southwest wind, 20 knots, seas 5 with rain showers, a small craft advisory Tuesday and Tuesday night. Tuesday west winds, 25 knots, seas 8 feet. Tuesday night southwest winds, 25 knots, seas 8 feet. Wednesday west winds, 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Wednesday night south winds, 10 knots, seas 4. And now let's talk riddles. For the answer to yesterday's riddle, remember, you're on an island of knights and knaves. Knights only tell the truth, knaves only lie. You run into three people, Sam, Bill, and Neil. Sam says, at least one of the following is true, that Neil is a knave or I am a knight. Bill says, Sam could claim that I am a knave. Neil says, neither Sam nor Bill are knights. What are they? The answer is, Neil is a knight. Sam and Bill are dastardly knaves. A version of that riddle appeared in Popular Mechanics, as does a version of this next one. Now, in addition to knights and knaves, the island has become infiltrated with spies. Spies can tell the truth or lie at will. You run across three people. You know one is a knight, one is a knave, the other is a spy. Lee says, I am a knight. Ethel says, he speaks the truth. Kathy says, I am a spy. Which is which? Again, three people. One's a spy, one's a knight, one's a knave. Their names are Lee, Ethel, and Kathy. Lee says, I'm a knight. Ethel says, he speaks the truth. Kathy says, I am a spy. Who's the knight? Who's the knave? Who's the spy? Tune in tomorrow for the answer. Thanks to Fish for Reporters Austin Fast and Dillingham and Mitch Borden and Naknik for the work they're doing on this show all summer. I also want to give a big thank you to the fishermen who get on the phone with us to tell us about what you're seeing on the water. Thanks for lending us your perspective for this Fish Report. Wrapping up our thank yous tonight with a shout out to everyone who contributed to KDLG's fund drive today. We couldn't be on the air without support from our listeners and underwriters. I'm your host, Avery Lill. Catch me back here tomorrow, same time, same place.